He had a small, tight, white bow tie, a monocle stuck in his wide right eye, a thin moustache, a thick, coarse laugh, a brow that knitted, a suit that fitted, the gift of the gab, a fine line in patter, a Paddington stare, and a look very dapper. And oh, he fancied himself as a ladies' man, and with a twinkle in his eye he'd wink at anyone. A walking wardrobe full of clothes, going in and coming out, he couldn't keep that closet closed. Ghosts in the cupboard, reputation on the slide, trying too hard to hide his feminine side. Walking tall on the straight and narrow, it all seems bent, twisted and shallow. And being a man can be so demanding, when all you need is love and a bit of understanding. Oh, he fancied himself as a ladies' man, but with a twinkle in his eye, he'd wink at anyone. It's a terrible affliction, an addiction indeed. Attention, contention, a desperate need. Like a drama queen, he'd announce his state, flourishing flat in an exaggerated gait, pronouncing gloom, presenting rage, organized, center stage, and with his audience aghast, he'd claim he was going insane, glare at everyone, say they were to blame. When they resisted, he persisted and insisted it was true. He was the victim that he played, and everybody knew. Oh, he fancied himself as a ladies' man, but with a twinkle in his eye, he'd wink at anyone. There are morals to this story, then I suppose it's hard to judge a book, especially when it's closed. You can't buy love, but you spend it as it flies. Men don't cry, they sweat from their eyes. If you're bought over and out, you're batting for the wrong team, and just a glance at your stance shows which way you lean. You might swing by, hang left in the pink, set up camp, testosterone, but oh, you don't have to be a ladies' man. When there's a twinkle in your eye, you can be anyone. If there's a moral to the story, I guess, is don't judge yourself by the rest. Independence reigns supreme, but keep your nose nice and clean.